Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and That, Season 3, Episode 38, the week that was, for May 9th, 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. We are back on our regularly scheduled day for recording and posting the podcast. It seems we had a great week of weather. A little stormy last night, but it blew through rather quickly. That was a pleasant change of pace. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was, May 9th, 2022. We'll read a student email, tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week of Keystone tests and fun activities. All of this and more on episode 38 of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. So we're back and jumping right into the student email of the week. This week's student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, what are your opinions on the Keystones? You really would rather take them than watch us take them? Get out of time. Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
I most certainly would prefer to be taking the Keystones over watching you take them, except for the Dark Arts Algebra 1 math modules. Test proctors are under the same restrictions as students. No electronics, no grading papers. Basically, we just have to watch you take the tests. We have to keep all the items organized, collect all the electronics, make sure everyone gets their correct device back. Like I said, can't do anything but monitor you guys during the entire test. No reading, no grading. It's making sure you follow all the rules to a T. It's just all boring as all get out. Just kind of walk around and watch you guys take the test. That is not fun. So I'm not a big fan of the Keystones. And that's a totally separate podcast, separate story. I've ranted about standardized tests for years. Not a big fan of them. But remember Friday's lesson about the Great Society. To get the funding, we have to follow the rules, and that's one of the requirements, I should say. That's one of the rules or requirements is we give you standardized tests. So you got to take the good with the bad. I thank you for your question. I hope that answers it fully and sufficiently. You can submit an email to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject. Place your class question or comment in the body of the email, and your email may make the podcast. Regardless of whether it makes the podcast or not, you get enrichment points for your effort. We're going to transition into the updates of this past week. All US 2 classes took notes on LBJ and his social program labeled the Great Society. Sometimes it was called the War on Poverty. Remember, they are interchangeable. We'll go back and forth with the naming. We covered the civil rights legislation that supported it, getting into the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, started under JFK. We get the Housing Act and the Immigration Acts. Those take care of things to make sure everyone's playing, or at least try and ensure everyone's playing by the same rules. Because if you remember the dice game, if you're not playing by the same rules, you don't stand a very good chance of being successful. So that was to kind of standardize the rules for everybody so we don't have different sets of rules for different groups of people. Then we started in on the actual programs. Remember, when addressing a complex issue such as poverty, it requires an effort from many different angles. They couldn't just pass one end-all be-all law. They had to roll out many different programs. You guys played a Kahoot and a Blooket in class on Thursday, focusing on JFK and a bit of LBJ, including the civil rights events. Periods 1 and 9 honors US 2. You guys finished up the early 1960s pop culture. Then we delved into LBJ and his War on Poverty program, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the same as the Great Society program. We can covered the civil rights laws passed in the mid-1960s. We got as far as actual programs to the people. We didn't get as deep as we did, or I should say we didn't cover as many programs as we did in the US 2 classes, but we will get caught up next week. We still have a couple more to get through. You guys were encouraged to make up any ode work. A lot of you did. I'm going to be getting to those grades as we move forward. If you owe any work, you were given time in class to make those assignments up. There's no reason for anyone to owe work at this time. A couple people were absent. You guys made arrangements to make up the work because you weren't in class this week. We'll get you caught up. If you're absent for any reason, I did have some students absent and you would like to make up, get the notes, please let me know. I'm working on how to get the notes off of the new interactive whiteboard and transfer them into a file so you can access them. Also, I'm available during homeroom period 2 and study hall period 3, so I can assist you during those times. Otherwise, make an appointment for help and we can work out a time for getting you caught up on the notes. I'm going to go refill my coffee and I will be right back after this little ditty of a tune I made. And we're back. So, as I was speaking, if you have any notes you missed, get in touch with me. I'm working on, in fact, I brought the user guide home for the board. I got to see how to get the notes off the TV and onto a computer so I can get them. Oh! Sirens are going off. Not an emergency here in Elwood City. That is the optional enrichment assignment of the week, or 9 weeks, however you want to view it. Sound. The optional enrichment assignments are now closed. They're going to return next school year because we're winding down this school year, but couple students asked because they were absent. They wanted to know if they could make anything up. So, you know what? I'm going to keep last week's enrichment assignment active for one more week. See Ms. Healy to create a Flipgrid book talk for the library, and you will get enrichment points. Today is the 14th. This assignment is due by the 20th at 2:20. So once you make the Flipgrid for Ms. Healy, come see me. I will get your enrichment grades in the grade book, but the 20th is the last day for accepting this enrichment assignment. It's for a good cause too. Help your fellow classmates out. Give them some ideas on books they could read. Now we're gonna go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Nailed it again. It is now time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. Thank you. Okay, that's enough. Settle down. The recorded in-house audience. I want to get on with the dad joke of the week. It's nice outside. I want to get outside before it rains today. This dad joke of the week is courtesy of thedad.com. And as we're getting into the summer season, this joke goes with the season. Fashion and activities. What is the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed or sharp-dressed man on a bicycle? Anyone? It's a tire. What? That's a great one. I'm not even going to explain that one because it's so great. Thank you. I have a couple people mime clapping in the room. So thank you. Thank you very much for the mime claps. I appreciate them greatly. We're going to move on to next week's preview. Now, next week's preview. On Monday, I'm not going to be in. I have a personal day. So all classes are going to have a quiz assignment. Nailed the other things, stumbling over quizzes assignments. I'm out on a personal day. Mrs. Whipple is scheduled to be in for me, so we will have class. Check Schoology for the requirements. You'll do the quizzes. It'll be due before the next day. I'll have the timelines and everything set up for you guys as to when it's due, what scores you have to have. Snap the screenshot of your score, submit that via Schoology, and we'll be good. Now, a lot of Yin's guys are going to have Keystone Bio tests on Tuesday. I'm not proctoring, so I will be in class. Those of you who aren't taking Keystone Bio Keystones, you'll come to my room, and we'll be working on stuff in class. Wednesday, we have class. Thursday, I am proctoring the literature keystones. So that usually runs from anywhere between periods, like homeroom through period 7 or 8. It depends on how people go. So I'll be proctoring, so we will not have class that day, at least during the keystones. After keystones, which will be somewhere between periods 7, 8, and 9, we'll go down the room, decompress. No class that day. We'll hang out and just kind of chill, work on something, maybe give you some optional points, something along those lines. And that takes us up to Friday. We'll be finishing up LBJ. Each period stopped at a little different place in class. We're going to pick up where we left off. That's Wednesday's and Friday's classes. We'll do a little bit of LBJ wrap-up. And Tuesday morning, the What's Up New Brighton will be having the club meeting in my room 307 during homeroom. So we will have that going on still. That pretty much wraps up next week's preview. You know, the keystones are kind of a bummer, but they are something we must do. I'm going to go refresh my coffee once again, and I'll be right back. A quick refill. Can't speak this morning. Decaf is not helping me. And I even went to bed early last night. Quick refill because I am recording from the dining room right next to the coffee maker. We're going to jump into school announcements, and they are as follows. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative and fun. We posted our April show a couple of weeks ago. We are wrapping up our May show. We have our last meeting of the year coming up Tuesday during homeroom. We have a pizza party coming up after school for members of What's Up New Brighton. The date will be announced shortly. In fact, check the Schoology group out for a poll to see when everyone is available for said pizza party. You must be an existing member of What's Up New Brighton to qualify for the pizza party. If you're interested in joining What's Up New Brighton next year, please see me and I'll get you connected. What's Up New Brighton also has a new TikTok channel. It's not so new now. Look for content coming out shortly. All library books are due back in the library by Friday, May 20th. That is a week from yesterday. Check with your homeroom teacher to see if you owe any books. Did you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over the summer? Check out the upcoming episode of What's Up New Brighton to learn how to accomplish this. I also read an article, I think, the Brooklyn Public Library. If you're interested in ebooks, the Brooklyn Public Library is offering a free library card for any student in the United States. You can access ebooks all summer for free, or I think for the full year for free. They have a very wide variety, more so than some of the local libraries. And that's not a knock on the local libraries. They just have more resources and they're a larger library. I know you can't, if you're under 18, you have to have a parent sign you up for the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's ebook program. Because I was looking into some books that I wanted to read by one of my favorite authors. Couldn't get them locally in an ebook form. So I signed up for the Carnegie Library, but you have to be over 18 to do so. What else? Oh, mid-grades were mailed out on May 9th. But we've already added grades to the gradebook, so those mid-grades are now obsolete. You guys have to turn in your computers by May 27th. Senior grades are due by May 20th. As I previously mentioned, keystones are given Tuesday, May 17th. That's the bio. Thursday, May 19th is the lit. And on Tuesday, May 24th, that is the Dark Arts Algebra 1. I will be proctoring those also. And this is all for the year 2022. So that is on the agenda for a while. I'm going to get ready to wrap up this podcast. As always, I'm going to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments of this podcast. The opinions of this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you dig what you're hearing, please send me an email. Let me know. If you don't like something, constructive criticism is preferred. You know, like I said, don't just complain. Give me some constructive criticism. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me how you think I can fix it. I'll gladly take a look at it. Don't take it out on anyone else. Then there's a couple organizations and a couple websites I like to talk about. First is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you are an educational stakeholder in Pennsylvania, the United States, or around the globe, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology in your area. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. And we are in the process of moving our show to our own YouTube channel. So Google PAECT Pod and see what we have to offer. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in PA and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that connects to the outside world or go to 211.org on any internet device that connects to the outside world to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211.org on any internet connected device and 211 on any phone that reaches the outside world. They are there to help you. They'll get you in touch with social services around you and help you get connected to that help. We've also talked about 511PA.com. Hopefully winter is over, but we are in the rainy season. So when there are road conditions, road closures, we are in construction season with the orange cones and orange barrels popping up everywhere. Check out 511PA.com to see what the road conditions are. What construction is going on your path. Check it out and see what's going on as you're driving. It's a fantastic resource. I've used it multiple times over the winter and while traveling around Pennsylvania with road construction, roads flooded out, roads washed out. It is an up-to-date resource. That's going to wrap up this week's show, everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend. I will see you Tuesday in class. Remember, Mrs. Whipple is in for me on Monday. Once again, I want to thank my daughter for the theme music for the podcast. And have a good one. Stay out of the rain today if it rains. Hopefully it doesn't. But enjoy the weather while we have it. See you guys Tuesday.